In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw this. I just wanted to bounce these off of you really quickly. I don't know where this study came from. It was posted by a woman named Liz Wheeler. And she says, this is so accurate. It's the least attractive hobbies for men, according to women.
Oh, I'm going to have a couple on there, I bet.
So, let's see whether these are hobbies that we have. And again, this is the least attractive hobby as a man that you can have that is a turnoff for women.
How many did she list?
There are 9 here, it looks like.
I'm going to bet. I have not seen this. This is sprung upon me here, just at the top of the show. I bet I've got 4. I'm going to bet I have 4.
I'll take the under.
Really?
Yeah, I think
so.
All
right, here we go.
The first one is going to be tough for you. I'll just start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Playing video
games. There's one. Ring that bell, please.
Supposedly, unattractiveness score, whatever that means. I don't know how any of this works.
Yeah.
But it's a 90. Mm-hmm. Unattractiveness score.
Yeah.
It's the highest of all of the hobbies you can have. All right. I am not a video game guy.
So you're attractive.
Very attractive at
Love
the
it.
Moment. Collecting figurines.
I'm not Steve Carell and 40-year-old virgin. Good on that.
I scoop bobbleheads and collect those. Does that count?
Yes.
Does it?
Yeah. Right? Does that count?
All right. 1-1. This one I've never had any urge to do, and I don't have to worry about. Least attractive hobbies for men, according to women. I want to know if we have a listener who checks every box, by the way. Please call in, you unattractive goose, you. Magic tricks.
That's unattractive?
Apparently, it's extremely unattractive. Do you do any magic tricks?
Not at all. And I'm so jealous of people that can do it. Like here's a card, and then it's going to be in your back pocket somehow. Like, I want that.
I also don't do magic tricks.
I do 0.
It's 1-1.
Okay.
Online trolling. I don't know that as a hobby, but supposedly it's very unattractive. Would you consider yourself an online troll?
I don't think so.
I
wouldn't,
right? No, I mean, we're both online a bunch, interacting with people. I think a troll is someone who goes account to account, yelling at people.
Yeah, more Chris Russell-y than us.
No, I don't even.
I'm kidding. I'm doing a bit.
Chris Russell's not even that way. I think the online troll, we all know him. He could tell in his avatar either mm-hmm. who he's voting for, or what his beliefs are, and they just are searching the internet to yell at people and argue with people. Doesn't matter what side you're on, because I agree with whatever you guys think.
Yeah, and the thing that's outrageous, I see it too.
All right, so we're still 1-1, by the way.
Yeah, I thought I'd have more of these.
Now this one, I'm about to take the lead on the unattractiveness scale.
Here we go.
Gambling. You don't sports gamble.
Yeah, I don't gamble much.
I don't. I do quite a bit. So it's 2-1 for me.
Yeah, I do a little bit, but you are more.
You don't have an app.
I do.
You don't bet on games.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like share everything with everybody all the time.
Yeah. Well, you always say you don't bet on sports.
Yeah, I don't do much.
Money won't leave my pocket. I'll never bet. Yada yada yada.
I do a lot of daily fantasy. I do the occasional the little parlay
okay,
here
so
and there when the mood strikes me. No, because you the your leisure, buddy, your Heath.
Well, but still, if you're doing it, you need a bell.
So I don't do it as frequently.
You know what? I think fantasy football is gambling if it's a paid league.
Yeah.
If we're really getting
because there's
the
a lot.
Nitty-gritty.
Okay, there's 2.
So let's say 2-2.
Yep.
This one. I don't think either of us have to worry about. Building model trains is unattractive, and it's a 65 score. Do you build model trains?
No. I can't do anything like that.
Do you build any kind of model anything?
I can't build anything.
Same. Taxidermy.
No. I've never had any interest in taxidermy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that you shoot an animal and then you get it on your wall?
Get yourself an animal. It's dead. It's hollowed out and you stuff it with some kind of substance to keep it
but
as it is.
Is the hobby the actual building of the item or is it just putting it on your wall after a professional sends it to
you? Oh, great question. I actually don't know that. I don't know if, like, if you got to do the whole process to count.
How many people are actually doing the text? I feel like a company does that.
Again, I am not seasoned in terms of taxidermy. I don't know much.
You've never, like, field-dressed a deer.
I've never done that.
You and me both.
Well, there was one time with my grandfather. He made me believe that I shot the deer, and I don't think I did in retrospect. He's got, you know, I was a kid. And then it was time to do that, and I got close, and I went, maybe someone else should do it. I don't think I have this in me.
All right, two more. Least attractive hobbies for men, according to women. Comic book collecting. 55 on the scale.
Is that ever?
I think that's currently.
So not currently, no.
How recently did you collect comic books?
It's been a while. I mean, this
right,
is...
Then you're fine.
Yeah.
Now, Money Metal Chris over there, just... We got to hit the bell for him, I believe.
I was at a comic store today. I'm just going to tell you before I came into work today.
You stopped by to see if they had the new item?
Well, I was out of town last week, and I had to pick up my comics, and my daughter was with me, and so she got a book, too, and yeah. So, I was at the comic book store today.
I'll hit the bell for you.
Ding.
Danny, you and I are in the clear, and then we're both fine here, I think. Bird watching.
No.
Okay, so you only had two.
I only had two.
And you barely had that.
Dude, I'm like Tom Wilson.
I would even say you're one and a half.
Yeah. I thought I'd have way more on there. I thought it'd be like pickleball, guys that interrupt, people that need attention. You know,
These are hobbies. Those aren't really hobbies. Oh. Pickleball certainly is. But guess what? I think physical things where you're keeping your body moving, I think women, even though it's smelly and sweaty and a lot to deal with and you wear knee braces, I think they probably don't hate that.
I'm hot. I think that's the conclusion.
That's certainly not the conclusion.
Isn't that how we got there?
There were a lot of takeaways from that, but I don't think that was
like,
one of them.
Like honestly, like just take a side.
This reminds me really of sexy. When you thought you were the hot dad.
Yeah. No, but this test tells me that it's more sexy than it is hot, I think probably. You know what I mean? Like I have a good energy. Except when I'm playing video games.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.